Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Is the King James Bible the best translation of the Bible in English? We're talking about that here on Made for Glory. Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Made for Glory. We're talking about the King James Bible and the best Bible translation for you. Before we get to that, I want to just ask you to please hit like, share, and subscribe. Hit those buttons, all the buttons. Also, if you'd like to support the work that we do, please consider being a member with us on patreon.com. So which Bible translation should you use? A lot of people, when they start reading the Bible for the first time, they'll ask that question. Some people come from denominations or churches where they read in English the King James Version. That is the translation. Maybe your grandparents said that's the only translation you can ever read. And so a lot of times people have those questions. Some translations have more kind of an old-timey feel, old English. Some are much more hip and new. And I think a very simple answer to that question that I heard someone much wiser than me say is the best translation is the translation you're actually reading. So if you're actually reading your Bible, that's the best place to start. If you have a Bible on your shelf or next to your bed or in a bookstore somewhere, to grab it to start reading. That's the most important thing. Now, within that, as you start to learn the Bible, recognize the Bible is a translation. It's a translation. It's a library of books that have been translated through the years. They've been lovingly handed down and copied through the years to end up being the Bible translation that you have. So some translations are more literal and some translations are more poetic. Some are seeking to be a little bit more kind of close to us. If you're a Catholic and you would like to read the Bible, there are approved translations from the USCCB, the United States Bishops here in the United States, in English translations of the Bible that are preferable. So those are great. We use, during the Mass, we use the New American Bible. My personal favorite is the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, the Catholic edition for that. I like the way that flows, but also the Jerusalem Bible is great. There's so many great translations out there, but the key for us is to begin to read, because as we're hearing the Word of God that's been translated for us, we want to allow it to speak to our hearts, because then the Lord translates that not just to words that we hear, words that we read, but a word that is lived. Because the Word of God is not just a book. The Word of God is a person, and is the person of Jesus Christ. So every time you open up your Bible, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, you encounter Jesus. And that's what we desire for ourselves and for everyone else as well. So today, my challenge to you is, no matter what translation you have in your house, what a translation you have accessible to you, pick one up, open it up, begin to read and encounter the Word. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.